And of course, in between these logs, you know. So I imagine he was laying up in there in the shade next to that water, and I went to moving the water, moving this raft. Well, he went right around that leg and he hit three times. He brought two pricks of blood three different places in a spot about the big one.
Hmm. What was it?
What? Well, I suppose just an old moxin, because I think the first time he bit, I went down away, and I was coming down this way, maybe one lick, but I jumped, pushed as high as could and up onto the raft, and whenever I did that, it shook him loose, and he just threw the water and gone. Uh-huh. I was about 12, 13. And a cousin of mine, about the same age, she ripped the britches off of my little brother and corded this leg off. And we went to the house. And of course, we had a brand new Model A roadster, 3.5 miles to the doctor, and both them roadsters, he had a new one too, and they stood me in a tub of kerosene till the doctor got there. And he put just a clear liquid, I don't know what it was, in a big mouth jar, stuck it there and turned me over, and just like smoke coming from the chimney, and those holes coming up through that liquid. It didn't make me sick or hurt me in any way, but I'd be nearly scared to death every time I'd see a snake the next 5 or 6 years.
Boy, oh boy, it didn't even make you sick. That's amazing.
We had, that's back, you know, right after World War I, and we had, as I told you, an old Fordson tractor. And while part of them went after the doctor, well, they just stood me in a tub and dumped it full of kerosene. See, kerosene was what you used for all medicines years ago.
Yeah.
And that's all they could think of do, just, and they just, you know, dumped 15, 20 gallons of kerosene in that tub where it was in until he got there.
But it was a poisonous snake.
Well, evidently it wasn't very poisonous because it never didn't make me sick or anything.
And he got those two fang holes in each
time. Well, he had two each time, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because he brought the blood. Oh, they were as far apart as the... I'd say 5/32 of an inch or 3/8 of an inch apart. He was a big snake.
Uh-huh.
They were probably 3/8 of an inch apart. And all six places were two, two, and two were in a spot that he could cover with that big mouth jar.
Huh.
So he just hit it that way three times.
He must not have got it in very deep, huh?
Uh-huh. And it was in this fat part of my leg, you see, where there's very little blood circulation.
Oh, that was lucky. God.
And,
any special word for a group of trees out in open country?
Oh, you point off where that little clump of trees.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where the brush grows thick?
Oh, just a thicket.
Any special word for land where scrubby oak grows?
Oh, just that blackjack country over there.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, you are your wife's
husband.
Mm-hmm. And you said the woman that owns this land down here is a...
is a widow.
And let's see, Mr. Roy Sr. was your...
father.
What did you usually call him?
Well, as far as I guess, his dad all the line.
And what did you usually call your mother?
Mother.
And these together were your...
parents.
What did you call your grandfather?
Well, I can hardly remember my grandfather on one side and the other one I never knew. I guess, if so far back, I guess we call him Grandpa, I don't know.
How about your grandmother? What'd you call her? Or did you know
your grandmother? I knew my grandmother clear on up till I was married, and we called her Grandmother.